Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So in the last show, we talked about the stress that's associated with Sunday night and some ways to deal with it. One of the challenges with stress, though, is it tends to build on itself. You start to worry about something, and then all of a sudden it goes through your mind over and over multiple times, and then it takes on a life of its own. And so this building effect is really what gets us to the point of major stress. You know, we get hysterical, people get scared, the fear continues to build, and the fear is the root of the stress. And again, you're playing it out over and over again. I mean, how many times have you had a situation where you can't sleep because there's something you know you need to do the next day and it's going through your mind over and over and over again? And it continues to build on itself to a point where you can't sleep, you begin to get concerned, right? And maybe a potential solution there is to write those things down so you don't have to think about them. Otherwise, they're going to continue to roll around in your mind. Well, when we look at stress itself, you know, one of the things we know is that, again, as it builds, it gets worse. So what if we could stop it in its tracks? What if we could divert ourselves immediately? And that's really the key to eliminating a lot of the stress in your life. It's to catch it early before you allow it to build into something. You know, and if you catch it early, one of the things you can do is you can divert your mind elsewhere. If it's during the day and there's something you can do with it, you can catch it early, deal with the situation. If it's a phone call you have to make and it'll alleviate your stress, make the phone call and get it off your and just get it off your list. But the key here is to catch it in a moment before you get off balance, and then have some kind of habit or ritual that you have to bring it back. Now at the end of the show, you know, we go through a little breathing technique where I ask you to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now that's one way to do it. You could just go into that and take a few deep breaths. And then divert your attention somewhere else before it builds, right? Do something about it. Don't just let it manifest. Don't just let it build. Get in front of it, because you know as well as anybody else, once you let it take hold and once all of a sudden you give it a life of its own, it's going to continue to build. You're going to think of all these things that could go wrong, most of which probably won't, but could go wrong. And that's going to increase the fear and therefore drive greater stress in your life. So the key, get it right up front. Again, have a trigger. Touch your thumb to your fourth finger, and that could be your trigger. Do a breathing exercise. That could be your trigger, like we do in this. But find something for yourself that will allow you to stop that stress before it builds. Okay? Because if you can catch it early, you can really prevent it from getting bigger in your life. If you know of anyone who can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be kind enough to leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's do what we always do. Take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, use the tool we just talked about. Find a tool that works for you, but find a way to disrupt that stress, to divert your mind, to move in another direction, or to take care of a problem before it gets bigger. And if you can do that, you can alleviate much of the stress that you'd experience in your life.